This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got the one and only Chinese Kitty in the building. How you doing?
Yeah, chilling.
Yeah. In LA, finally.
Finally, yes. We've been trying to work for a minute.
I've been trying to work. I've been harassing you for years to do this interview.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. I DM'd you like at least four times, maybe.
Like two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
You're like a guy who doesn't give up, right?
Facts.
That's the attitude.
That's definitely a plus.
I just always knew that we would be able to have a good conversation if it came down to it. What? You're so paranoid about me. Is that really?
You know why? Because you be having some spicy interviews.
You think that I'm like, that coming here means that you're going to get asked some shit that's going to make you feel uncomfortable?
Pretty much.
Don't look at your team. They can't save you now.
Pretty much.
I don't think that's how that goes. Also, it's funny when I interview somebody who I can tell probably like is worried about me asking stuff that I don't even know about.
I look worried?
No, not worried, but I can just tell that you're like, you think I know about shit that I don't know about, because I don't know about anything good about you. I don't think.
You don't know anything good.
I mean, I don't know any like crazy shit. It's not like I'm like,
I don't
calling
do crazy shit.
I'm not like calling the manager of the strip club you used to work at, like Nardwar or some shit, being like, tell me about the fight she got into in the
I
locker room.
I would hope not.
Right. That would be cool. That'd be a good interview.
I mean, maybe.
Dig up some spicy shit.
I feel like you did.
What do you want to get out of this interview?
I don't know. I don't know. People to see me, the real me. You ask me whatever questions, I answer it.
Right. Well, that's good. As long as you're an open book. I was impressed. I was looking last night, and I'm like watching the video with you and French and Fabio, and I was like, you're going hard. Like, that song was dope. I'm like,
thank
this is,
you.
I respect this. It's not like, you know, there's girls out there who have rap careers that I'm not that impressed by, to be honest.
That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't respect other female rappers?
Yo, don't. No, I do. But I mean, I respect the, like, the solidified artists. And I respect the ones that's up and coming. But you have some that's, I mean, people might say that about me, so I can't really say that about anybody else.
What puts you in the solidified category in your mind? Because there's so many bad girls out there that are just, you know, they're rapping.
In my mind, my work ethic, just how hard I be going, and I feel like I put energy behind my music, and it's not just like a, oh, I did music and I'm here because I want to be some type of famous off that shit. Like, it's really, like, something that I really love to do. Like, real shit.
Right. When you start rapping?
I say, like, 2017.
Okay.
Is when I first, like, my first record that I ever recorded.
And what was the mentality preceding that? Because, like, for me, I just imagine that at every strip club in America, there's, like, some genius, diabolical dude who's like, you're the cutest girl in here. We're going to turn you into a rapper.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Correct.
Absolutely not. I actually told my manager, which is crazy because now that you say that, he used to be in the strip club, like, as my manager in the strip club. Uh-huh. And, like, we had, like, a real cool relationship. So I told him that I want to start doing music. And he looked at me like I was out of my fucking mind.
Really?
Like, you? Why? For what? I'm like, because I want to, like, but this is something that I always, like, been around. Like, my dad's always been in the music industry, this and the third. I just never felt like, okay, maybe I'm going to wake up one day and this is going to be me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just, like, something that just was like, I think I'm going to really do music. And it was not, I wasn't, like, nobody told me or this and the third. I think I just was inspired to do it. Like, I've always been around it, and I'm a big music head myself, and I was just like, it's something I want to do, and yeah.
So you did you feel like you weren't encouraged to pursue the music making part of your personality when you were younger? Like, your dad was in the business, but you didn't really think about it as an option for you?
I did, but I just always felt, I mean, it was a point in time where it was only one female rapper. You know what I'm saying? So
forever.
I always felt like you had to do like flips and tricks and like the most type of shit that I would see unreal for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at it before. So
interesting. Who's your dad though? He's like, he's worked with like a bunch of bigger artists and shit like
that,
right?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has.
Is he involved in your music career at all?
He is. He's one of those people, like, you can't, he's not like, oh yeah, dad, I'm doing music, so you have to support me. Like, he's one of the people, like, you got to show, like, no, I'm really doing this, and this and the third, and he's like, okay, here's a smart move, here's a strategic move, here's how you should move moving forward, you know what I'm saying?
So, right. I think all the time about what I would say if my kid wanted to make music, if she wanted to rap, like, should I encourage her, or should I kind of be like, nah, you whack?
You have to be honest.
So she's whack. I gotta just tell her you're whack, and you're probably not gonna stop being whack for a long time.
I mean, that's what's gonna motivate her to stop being whack, right? I don't know.
I feel like because I've like heard Joe Budden talk about like his kid rapping, and he very much like made it clear like I'm not gonna support you like unnecessarily just because you're my kid. But like then at the same time, it's like, all right, if my kid said like I want to be a painter. And her first painting is garbage. Well, okay, I'm going to show you love until your paintings get better. And then I'm going to let you know that they're better now.
Yeah. I think that's how my dad moves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a daughter and she wanted to rap, you would just be like the most supportive mom on earth?
If it's trash, I'm going to let her know.
Really?
Yeah, because why would I want her to embarrass herself in front of everybody else? You know, don't you want it to come from the family first?
Well, my kid's like 9 months.
I know. And she's very pretty.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm gonna make a compilation for her one day of all the girls on the podcast saying how much they like her.
Oh yeah, you should. That's dope.
Help her out with the self-esteem and everything. Yeah. All right, so what kind of upbringing did you have in Brooklyn? What kind of kid were you?
I would say for me, like, I was really all over the place. Like, I was, like, definitely bad and
really?
Shit. I was doing a lot.
Bad kid in Brooklyn can get into a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah. But I didn't just live in Brooklyn. I lived in a lot of other places.
Your parents were moving around?
Yes, very much so.
Where else?
They lived in Atlanta for, like, 2 years.
Oh.
I even lived in Atlanta for, like, I mean, Arizona for, like, 6 months.
Really? At what age?
Like, 15.
Damn, that's, like, a weird age to be moving
Running
all over
around,
the place.
Yes. Facts. But when I was like 17, I just was like, I'm gonna go back to New York. I ended up getting my GED and I just stayed in Brooklyn with my grandmother.
You hated Arizona?
Yeah.
It's boring. It's just a bunch of strip malls.
I mean, but you have to think about it. I'm somebody that was in New York.
Exactly.
So it's like, then I'm just being pulled in.
New York ruins you for everywhere else on earth.
No, for real. Like, right now, I can't live nowhere else.
Right.
I don't even think I could live in LA.
Well, you just would have to, like, fully accept, like, okay, I'm not going to live in this place with a lot of energy and culture and craziness. Like, even LA, like, there's a lot of culture, but it's very spread out. There's nothing in the world that's, like, being in fucking Manhattan and there's just, like, so many people running around and so much shit going on in such a small place. Like, that to me is very one of a kind, besides maybe, like,
Miami.
Tokyo. I feel like Miami's pretty spread out too, though.
Yeah, no, but I feel like you get culture there.
Yeah. You love Miami?
Mm-mm.
No? Why
Mm-mm.
not? I feel like you would do well there.
I feel like Miami is a place you have to already have money because the motivation isn't like competition. New York is competition. Like, so if you know you wake up today, somebody might be doing the same shit as you. So now you feel like you got to go harder. Like, actually, when I was in Miami, I did Love & Hip Hop when I was there. I just felt like everybody was just on the same shit. There was no, like, seeing a better future or what's outside of the box. So.
Yeah, like, in New York, you can get, like, it's respectable for you to be, like, a broke-ass person that's just working on becoming something. Whereas, like, you don't get to go to Miami unless you already have, like, yacht money.
Yes, I mean, you can. You can, but it's not the same. Like,
right.
So, I don't know.
That's, like, what's prioritized there.
A yacht.
Or, like, I feel like if you don't have a yacht, you can't get laid in Miami. or like an $80,000 table?
Really? Because I've had fun doing less. I don't know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you did Love and Hip Hop was in Miami when you did it?
That was in Miami, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. I saw you fighting some girl. That was the only part I watched. It was just a little brawl.
That's the only part they caught.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
I interviewed so many people on Love and Hip Hop, and I've never seen any of the episodes that they were on.
I mean, I don't know.
I tried to watch like a whole season because of Joe Budden, but I made it like two episodes in.
It's just a bunch of unnecessary drama. I don't know.
You regret it?
I would say for my rap career, maybe I really wish that I just did music first before I even went on TV. Mm. But I mean, it's kind of like a gift and a curse because people know me off of that too. You know what I'm saying? But I think I did it in a good way. Like I was on there for 2 seconds. They made a fool out of me, which I hated. I said I was gonna come back a second season, make it straight about music. I did, and I never went back. So
really, mm-hmm. So your music career was not really a thing until after you'd already been on the show, or you did a whole season about getting into music.
A whole season about getting into music.
That's crazy. That's one thing I didn't realize about Love and Hip Hop until I actually did like phone calls with them, is that they want everyone to be becoming a rapper.
But they didn't tell me to do that.
You're already on that. But yeah, they asked my girl to be a rapper. She never thought about being a rapper in her whole life.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's like super Armenian. I was going to say white. She's super Armenian. She's never thought about rapping.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck? I just put you on the phone with these people and they're trying to convince you to be a rapper? Like, what are you doing?
I think they do that, but I definitely was... That ain't have shit to do with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, 17, you go back to Brooklyn to live with your grandma. And how's life at that point? Like, what are your social circles? What are you doing?
I was running around, doing crazy shit. I mean, I was just like being young, like going to parties, running out the house, not coming home, regular shit. I actually started going to school. I went to a school upstate. And I met a couple of people there, but I would go back and forth because I was messing with this guy from Harlem. And I ended up completely dropping out of school.
Because of this fucking dude?
Yeah.
Why? What kind of game was he selling you?
I mean, he was on, not what kind of game he was selling me.
I mean, he had to be selling you some bullshit to get you to drop out of school to fucking sell packs for him or whatever.
Basically. Nah, it was really on some school is whack. What you really going to get out of it? Like, and I didn't know what I was going to school for.
So what were you going to school for?
To say I was going to school.
Just some bullshit.
You know, like, your parents, they want you to go to school. So it was like that. So, but he was one of them people that was like, you know, you're wasting your time. You really need to focus on you. Those mind manipulating people. And I was like, okay, I finally gave in and I was like, all right, maybe I should not go to school. Okay. My parents had no idea, like no idea. And I just stopped going. Like I just straight up and down stopped going.
Right.
And yeah.
Were they like really traditional?
I mean, I'm Guyanese, so I'm West Indian, so every island household is like school, this, that, like that's the number one priority.
They don't know a lot about like becoming a rapper or starting OnlyFans or anything
like
that.
No. They don't know shit about that. Even my grandmother right now, she's still like, who? What do you do? Right. What? Does that make sense? Like still now, like, and I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, because when I lived in Brooklyn, the Guyanese kids that I knew were like their parents were the most strict.
Yeah.
They were like the most having to deal with that shit, so.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why I was off the wall.
But what is your actual ethnicity, though? You're Guyanese and what?
So my grandfather is Chinese and my grandmother is Portuguese and they're both from Guyana.
Okay.
I just put Chinese kitty, but I'm really like super mixed, like crazy. Mm. My last name is Hing. But everyone from my family's from Guyana, so really I'm Guyanese.
Do you think people are just like, they don't even know what the fuck to think of your ethnicity? It's like so complicated that they just can't wrap their head around it.
That's why I just like Chinese and black, don't ask me no more questions.
That's just keep it simple at that.
Yeah, because I feel like people will be like, what? And you're what? And you're mixed with what? And from where? A lot of people don't even know where Guyana is. You probably don't even know where Guyana is.
It's on the other side of the world. I don't really look at maps. Is that the number one annoying thing that dudes try to use as a pickup line with you?
What?
like, oh, you're so exotic, or like, what's your ethnicity, or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a really first question.
What are the other ones? The other annoying things dudes say, just so they know to avoid it.
I don't know. Like, I don't even really talk to guys.
Really?
These days, everything is through a DM. So it's like, what's up with you? Or like, how you feeling? Like, it's not even on no, I don't know. Back in the day, it was like, damn, you look good. Right. But
you miss being catcalled out on the street? It seems so
I
much more real.
I still get that. I still get that.
I bet
that.
You do.
No,
it must be hell.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, now. New York is insane.
Yeah, no.
I knew so many girls that would move there and like just have their whole worldview just rearranged because they would just be getting hollered at so aggressively on the street.
No, yeah. I had a dude actually like you know, try to call, what you call it? Cat call me?
Cat calling.
Cat call at me, and I was like, minding my business, kept moving, kept walking. He was like, matter of fact, bitch, suck my dick. I was like, typical New York shit.
That's New York right there, yeah. But that's also like so insanely fucked up and wrong. Let's just acknowledge that that's like the most fucked up thing.
I mean, yeah, you just minding your business. You don't want to talk, and all of a sudden you're getting told, suck your dick.
I mean, it's one thing to holler at somebody. It's another thing to holler at somebody, and then when they don't approve it, then you like basically threaten them with sexual violence type shit. That seems particularly
typical
bad.
Typical bum New York nigga shit.
Mm. Do you still live there or no?
I do. Yes.
You sound like, what's the caveat there?
Nah, because I'm not going to let everyone know my whereabouts, but I'm
right
there.
Okay. That's good. Do you ever think about leaving? Do you think you'd be happy living somewhere else?
I was thinking about moving to Atlanta for a minute. I was there. My mom lives there. But I don't know. I feel like it's too mixy in a bad way. That I wouldn't be focused.
Really?
Yeah.
You think there's too much going on?
Too much, like, fun, parties.
You don't have the same problem in New York?
No.
Why?
Not at all.
Why is it not tempting in New York, but it
because
is in Atlanta?
Because right now New York is not that. It used to be, but it's not.
Because of the COVID shit or just in general?
Right before COVID. I would say like a year, 2 years before COVID, New York really was like super trash.
Really?
Dead. Like, because they have it like for like set up where it's like any club that's super lit, it just gets shut down. And then people trying to find another spot, it gets shut down. And then eventually everyone just like, fuck it, we can't party here no more.
Why do they shut everything down?
Because too many people get shot.
Right.
Too many people, too much violence. So they know, and like the other day, somebody got killed outside of Tao, a restaurant in New York, which is normal people shit, like a regular restaurant, broad daylight, right. But it was a hip hop night. So now they don't do hip hop nights no more because they feel like it's affiliated with black people.
That's crazy.
That's my take on it.
I don't understand how they're able to get away with that. Like a kid got killed at a sneaker store on Melrose yesterday. They're not shutting the fucking sneaker store down. Like, it doesn't even, like, why would that make sense? Just because a customer spazzed out and shot an employee, like.
I don't know why New York is like that. That shit is crazy.
Definitely. Okay, so give us, like, the brief overview of how you go from, like, so you're, like, 18, 19 or whatever. You drop out of college and then you start dancing for a while before the music career comes in. How did that happen? And you were dancing in New York at first, or you had to move to Atlanta to start?
Nah, in New York.
Okay.
Upstate. I was working at this club called Sue's, which is, like, crazy because Cardi used to work there.
That's what
Amber
I was thinking.
Rose used to
Sounds
work there.
Sounds very familiar.
I actually was working there the same time Cardi was working there.
Really?
We both were under 21 at the time, but she was about to be 21 because I just turned like 18.
You guys ever throw hands in the locker room?
No, no. She's always been like a crazy, funny girl, and that was just it.
And you guys, did you get along? Did you like get to know each other at all?
Yeah, I think we used to be partners for like maybe once or twice, but.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you got to link with a partner in the club.
Because her music, honestly, was the first time that I ever heard a girl talk about stripping like it was the way that dudes talk about selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, oh, wow, like girls can like reframe this and actually take control of it and not treat it like it's something to be ashamed of or something, you know?
Yeah, I think that's definitely dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's why I am with my music now, too, because I know people be like, oh, you talk about your pussy a lot, this and the third. But I live in a world, right, where it's like guys literally will be like, I want to take you on a date. Can I buy you a bag? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not making this up. So if I rap about it, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, oh, all you talk about is this, that, and the third. I don't actually go do these things, but it's like, it's there. You know what I'm saying?
How? But isn't that, like, for me as a dude, if some girl was like, hey, come get dinner with me, I'm going to give you a $50,000 bag, I'd be like, where the fuck are we going? Let's look up a Denny's real quick because that sounds amazing. How do you not do that? Are you, like, what is the incentive to turn that down?
I don't know, because I guess people still look at it like, I don't know. It's
but wrong. They don't know who the fuck this guy is. They don't know where I got this bag. Whenever I see a girl with a really nice handbag, I kind of assume something had to go down to get that bag.
Why something had to go down?
Because I mean,
no, these days guys just buy you shit and keep it pushing.
But I see like a 22-year-old girl and she has a fucking $50,000 bag in my head,
you know.
Which also I have no idea which bags are $50,000. But either she's an OnlyFans millionaire,
right,
or some dude bought her that and he owns an oil mine or a rig or something like that. Or like his dad owns a fucking a tanker in Saudi Arabia or something. I don't know.
It's definitely one of the two.
Right. Crazy. Okay, so you start dancing and then upstate.
Mm-hmm.
And did you like it? Like some girls talk about the show like it was torture. Some people.
No, it was torture.
You hated it.
It was torture.
Why?
It was torture. I used to deal with crazy shit. Like I'm talking about real crazy shit where. I think a guy even like snuffed me one time, like put his hands on me or some shit like that. Like, I can't even explain. It was just too many things. Like one time, I remember this distinctly, and I remember I went home and I cried my eyes out for like 3-4 hours straight. This guy asked me to dance. Boom, I started dancing. He's drunk. He's throwing money, whatever, whatever. He takes, I swear to you, I'm not even lying, the champagne and starts pouring it like this.
All over
but
you.
Dancing like this, and it's literally pouring down my back. And I got up, and he was like, oh, bitch, you tripping. What the fuck you mad for? Like,
right.
Managers don't do nothing about it. Security don't do nothing about it. I was like, I can't do this shit no more. Girls really go through that.
But like, are most clubs like that where the manager won't step in to help you? Because I feel like I've had managers at strip clubs yell at me all kinds of times for breaking the rules, mostly from, like, filming. And.
But I feel like those are, like, what type of clubs you go to?
I mean, it's been a while, but garbage ass clubs for sure. Definitely
but
not like
the
rich,
white ones.
Not rich dude clubs at all.
No.
This is back in the day. I haven't really done this much since I've.
I feel like the.
You know.
The black ones, the hip hop ones, they don't be giving a fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when I seen Blueface throw that brick of money and hit the girl in the face.
That was in New York.
I was like, man, shit is all fucked up.
But I don't. Yeah.
Because I would love to, like, you know, if I was dating a girl and she wanted to strip, it's all. That's great. That's all good. But then, like, not if there's gonna be a rapper hitting you in the head with a brick of money. That to me is just where I'm gonna draw the line. I'm not okay with that.
Yo, so if she came home and told you, what would you do?
I mean, I would be so angry that I would probably be like, you know, I don't even want to talk about what I would be fucking doing. That's why I would not even put myself in that situation because I'd be so upset.
Yeah, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Every day in the strip club.
And how long do you actually do it for before you were over it?
I think like 2 years.
Okay.
I started at like 17, ended like 18, going into 19.
17, so you had to secretly get
involved?
I lied.
I had like a fake ID.
Wow.
Which they really didn't check for real.
They didn't check it like that? I feel like if I owned a strip club, that'd be like the number one thing that I'd be worried about.
He didn't really check it.
That's crazy. That's some wild shit right there. Okay, so did you make like a lot of money in that environment?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But did you make a lot of money and then just like spend it all, or did you just not make that much money?
I don't know. I just feel like it just wasn't like stripping. I think maybe the girls in Atlanta probably make a lot of money dancing, but a stripper in New York is making $200 to maybe $700 a night on a regular night. But maybe if someone's coming balling, probably a stack to $2,000. I don't really think strippers in New York are making anything. I mean, if you are, there are some, but those are the ones that are like, they'll let it be known. Like, I'm a stripper, come fuck with me. I'm a bad bitch. Da, da, da. Maybe some rappers or some shit to come in. But a normal girl who's doing this on the side and don't want nobody to know, I don't really think she's making money for real.
But then you moved to Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it better or worse out there?
Way better.
Really?
Way better.
That's what they always say. It's like a more established.
Because I think guys in Atlanta, they don't like care about you being a stripper. In New York, they do. Mm. So a dude would dead date you being a stripper. Like, it's nothing in Atlanta.
I'll date a stripper.
I mean, yeah.
Unless she gets hit in the head with a fucking brick of money. That's sort of where I'm going to draw the line, I think. Oh, my God. That's not even her fault. Actually, to be honest, she kind of, like, really let him do it, it felt like.
So you would date a stripper?
Sure.
You're not going to feel, like, insecure at all?
Actually, I don't know. Just me being me, it's like, do I really want to, like, wake up and then, like, okay, Bobby Shmurda is, like, fucking throwing a brick of money on my girl's head and I got to see it on Academics Instagram and shit. Like, me being me, if I was a rando civilian, then maybe that would be okay. But me being a
you right now, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You right now would date a stripper. Yes or no?
Maybe if she lived in, like, Wisconsin where nobody, like, listens to rap or anything. Yeah. If she was a stripper at a country and western strip club, then I'll probably be down.
No, in Atlanta. She was a stripper in Atlanta.
No, because I can't have little baby hawking a loogie on her or whatever. That's too much.
I'm fucking sick.
That's just what I assume it would turn into. When did you become a mom?
I got pregnant at 19 and... No, I got pregnant at 20 and gave birth at 21.
So did that slow down all the hustling that you were doing, or?
Yeah, I mean, right before people started knowing me because I started bartending. Nobody even really knew I was dancing.
And I don't get what's like the, you make it sound like bartenders are fucking superheroes in New York City.
I make it sound that way.
I heard you talking about it in an interview and I'm like, God, she talks about the bartenders like that.
Because that was my job. No. Because I respect the bartenders and I respect the strippers the same way. I just know that you just, in New York, only in New York, you get treated differently if you bartend versus strip. Mind right. you're doing the same shit though. You wearing a little two-piece, ass out, and you shaking your ass. But for some reason, I don't know what it is about people in New York. It's just that the bartenders get more respect.
It's just like easier to flirt with a bartender. Because you kind of like have to.
No, it's because it's the girls that are the bartenders. So it's like if you see a regular girl on Instagram right now with like 30,000 followers or 300,000 followers, you just see her on the gram and you kind of give her like that, oh, she's a bad bitch, she's in a third. But those same girls are bartenders in New York.
Right.
So it's like you got actually get to see like your favorite IG model as a bartender. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I get it, but I also.
Like you have people like Bernice and like them type of girls that Brittany were bartenders. Renner? I think she bartended once or twice.
Really?
I think so.
That's cool.
I think so. I'm not going to lie. I think she did.
Right. You just have to be like really good at sort of casually flirting with these dudes while.
You don't even got to flirt. They just know who you are.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And they just come in off the rip already like, I know her. I want to spend money on her because I want to talk to her.
This shit is so pathetic. Yeah. Don't you agree? Like, what the fuck is wrong with these simps?
You want me to say some wild shit? I don't agree. People make their own money.
No, I support the girls doing it. I just look down upon the dudes.
Yeah.
Like, y'all need to get some fucking value and stop tossing money at pussy. It don't work like that. Well, I guess it does work like that, but I just don't respect it.
Yeah.
Right. So, when you had the kid, did that change anything about how you thought of the career? Did that make you want to get out of it?
Yes. That is what changed me completely because I said... Yo, I know girls that was bartending up to like 7-8 months pregnant, wow. Like just hiding it. When I got pregnant, I was like, okay, I can't do this no more.
We were doing porn up to like 7 months.
What?
Yeah.
No belly, or the belly was there, but people like that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Fuck it. It's like being on your period. Like you do porn on your period.
You've done porn on the period.
I mean, maybe you're not gonna. Create a whole fucking splish splash bloodbath down there, nothing, but you know, you could do something. Yeah, anyway, okay, so
so yes, when I had my son, wow, off topic. Oof. Nah, but when I had my son, it completely, like, I was like, I will never go back to the strip club.
Really?
Ever again.
That was just
and
a
I
hard,
never did.
It's over.
I never did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was at 21.
Did you start making money off OnlyFans around the same time, or
I never had OnlyFans.
You still don't?
I don't have OnlyFans.
I'm just out here assuming. I figured you were rich.
Wow,
off that
why
shit.
Would you think I have OnlyFans? I mean,
because you could kill it and you wouldn't even have to do shit. Do like a photo shoot
people,
a month.
A thousand people have told me that. I swear. I don't know. I just haven't created it.
Do you feel like it would get in the way of your rap respect? Cardi B has OnlyFans. Ruby Rose has OnlyFans. I don't think that they're showing a nipple on there or nothing.
They're
but,
not.
You know.
But I feel like Here's my thing. Cardi already has made it for herself. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. She could do whatever she wants. Ruby Rose is like, that's her thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like being sexy, this and the third. And that's my thing. But you know, my thing is people also already put me in that world. Like, this is why you're here. Because you're just sexy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like anything that has to do with that, I'm staying away from.
Really?
No, for real.
Because you... But it's a weird thing for you, right? Because you probably have a shitload of fans who
that
just want to look
for
at
being
you.
Sexy.
But you want to try to like minimize that because you want to be taken serious as a rapper. It's always the tricky thing for a girl trying to rap these days.
No, for real. But I feel like I said this in an interview before. I feel like to be a female rapper, you have to damn near be perfect. Like you literally have to be perfect. Like you can't be too masculine. You can't be too girly. You can't be too pretty. You can't just have, like, I mean, you have your pretty girls, like, Sweetie and stuff like that, but it's just always something. But even with her, people would be like, she should just stick to modeling, this and the third. It's just, like, it's always something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And so, dudes get to, like, shoot people, beat up their girl, and their music is still popular.
It's crazy.
Meanwhile, like, Doja Cat was in a chat room with some white guys. She, like, made fun of her hair. Boom. Canceled. Not like really canceled, but for a few weeks.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like people really just make it so hard for female rappers. And that's one of the reasons why I was just so scared in the first place to even feel like this is what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, like dude rappers get to like openly be drug addicts.
They get to be drug addicts. They, like you said, beat their wives, have 100 babies.
Right.
Kill people, talk like, about it.
Could you imagine if you had like 7 baby daddies?
Yeah, I would be canceled.
Like if you were Future.
I wouldn't even be let in. I would be canceled off the rip.
People would talk about it. It would be nobody would be able to talk about anything else. It would be like, Chinese kitty, she got 7 baby daddies. She bugging.
She wild.
I mean, even myself thinking about it, like I've seen girl rappers who tried to like talk about lean and shit. People talk about them like they're fucking crackheads.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because, like, our expectation of a woman is that she's going to be nurturing and good with her kids and take care of her man.
True.
Like, in rappers, we see so many of, like, society's ideas about women just sort of play out. And I don't think a lot of people are really even aware of how much of a double standard it is.
I don't think people care. And yeah. I don't think most guys, I think they know and they still be like, and? Don't talk about that or don't act like that or don't rap like that. So
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Do you feel like you've kind of worked within a lot of different styles as a rapper? I feel like the stuff from a couple of years ago was maybe like a little bit more gangsterish.
Me?
Yeah.
Cause that's what I was coming from. Like literally. I used to like a song like Ops and this and Stories of a Ghetto Kitty. I was still in that world of being around bartenders and strippers and this and the third and being around a bunch of niggas and this and the third. So it was like, I was still, if a bitch talk shit, I'm run down on her. Da, da, da. I mean, I'm not saying I'm completely different, but it was just like that. I was literally living in that world. So I was like rapping about what's going on. Op shit.
It feels less important for you to like highlight being tough or whatever at this point.
I just feel like this point is just about making music. So if that's the vibe, then that's the vibe. But if it's not, then I don't really feel the need to.
But with all the drill rappers popping off and stuff, you're probably kind of looking at that like, oh, well, I got to be meaner. I got to be tougher. I got to be
but
more
gangster.
But not
as a female. No, not at all.
You don't think people want that from you?
I think if you do it, it's cool. But I don't think that makes... Me personally, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that because it could, but I don't think that that's like a hit record or like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, you have people that talk about violence and it just goes viral. But
it never goes that viral usually. Like you can get like 1 million views, 2 million views off of like, you know, if you made a record like dissing all the female rappers right now, you probably get like, you know, nice little 5 million on WorldStar or some shit.
Yeah.
But
and
like,
it would go viral,
it's
but
not
it's
be
not
like a hit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna hit Billboard off that.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm aiming towards making dope music for everybody.
For sure. You haven't done any diss tracks with any girls that I somehow missed in my preparation for this?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
You managed to avoid it?
What, to avoid
the urge always has to be there.
Who said that I had any beef with anybody?
You have to. This is rap music.
Why?
Because it's like, you know, it's all a competition to be number one. You gotta have
even
somebody.
But there. You know, females about female empowerment.
Are they? Does this actually sound accurate to anyone? Girls love tearing each other down. You ever look at Twitter?
I mean, this is a real interview, so it's like we speaking real shit. I mean, all the other ones is like, yeah, female empowerment, but it is though. But you just do have some girls that.
But do you just feel like girls are capping when they say like, oh, like women support another? I feel like, yes. I hear that all the time, and then I see those same bitches trying to like tear down other bitches.
Other bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I know a few.
At least guys don't lie about it. I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna empower other men. That guy over there, I'm going to big him up. I'm going to tell him he look good.
But if you don't say it, then it's like,
they're
going to look at you like, oh, right. She's a hater. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not about being real. It's, oh, she's a hater.
Right. Definitely. So, yeah, like once you started.
I feel like you're prepping me to say some wild shit.
You think it's coming?
I just know.
I only have like one like good viral type like thing that might take you off your pivot.
Can I walk out like Black China?
You gotta be sure.
Nah, I don't know.
Right. But. I just remember, all right, I'll just throw this out there. I remember one night, maybe a year ago or whatever, that me and my girl were just looking at Instagram, and it was like, you had like a week where you just had like multiple videos of you just sort of like walking around, and we were just like, holy fuck, her ass looks crazy. How did it, like, I was just like, I don't know. I was just a little taken aback. Like, wow, she went hard.
What? Went hard on what?
However it got like that.
Yeah.
I felt like.
I knew you was going to say this. That's the craziest part. What? That's why I'm really just like.
What?
My ass is, how you know if it's not, I wasn't born this way?
I just don't think anyone's born that way.
How you don't know that though? Nobody knows that though.
Okay. So you were born that way? Do you have baby pictures? I don't believe it.
Yo. No, I mean, listen.
I want to talk about the tune-ups.
I know you do.
Right. Is that weird? You don't like to talk about it?
It's whatever to me, because people are going to see me every single day and just put that in their head already. So it's like,
I think it's probably already
in
their
head. I
don't
give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, okay, look. Boom.
Boom. Okay, so boom.
So boom. I always had a body, and I don't give a fuck. Anybody that's watching this and knew me from when I was like 16, 17, they're going to be like, she always had ass and this and the dirt. Boom. I was one of them girls that always believed in no surgery, right? Before my son.
You were one of those that was talking shit about it, and then you ended
up. Yes, listen, on everything I love, I always looked at the girls. I always had like this cute, natural butt, hips, this and the dirt, but I had fake boobs, right? Mm. This is when I was, like, right before I got pregnant. I was like 19, 20. So I ended up having my son, right? And my body was jacked up. Like, and I think, honestly, I think if I took time, maybe like 6-7 months, a year later, then I probably would have got somewhat, some way back to looking like something, or you know what I mean? Looking how I usually look.
You gained a ton of weight in the pregnancy?
I did. Mm. I did, and I was really stressed out. So I think I just kind of let myself go, and I was young, and I was like depressed, and this and the third, and I felt like at the time, the only thing that was gonna make me feel better is if I looked better. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that that's how anybody needs to like go about feeling like looking better, or I mean feeling better about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got my body done after I had my son. I think the whole weight thing, like, you know, I'm getting, you know, a year go by, 2 years go by, I'm getting thicker. You know what I'm saying? So now my ass is looking bigger than it did 2 years ago. Mm. And I think really people really think I'm still doing something like to make my ass bigger. I'm not. I'm just getting thicker. But I mean, yeah, I had a BBL. What? Are you going to fucking shoot me?
I mean,
y'all want to shoot me? I don't understand.
The BBL questions for girls that have BBL, it's like you're interviewing a rapper who raps about they used to sell crack. You got to ask him about crack.
Huh?
I mean, maybe not the best example, but it's just like an obvious interesting thing. Everybody wants to know about it. Everybody's kind of fascinated by it. It's clearly technology that's taken over the world. The BBL is the new iPhone.
Yeah, but because I'm somebody or I'm a rapper, it's like y'all gonna bash me because I got...
Who's bashing?
Not you.
I'm a big fan of
the art form.
I'd like your doctor's information.
Them.
I'd like to interview him next. Do they hate on that? I thought it was like just all love.
No, it's love from my page, but then you have people that like maybe the shade room will post me or some shit, and I'm not supposed to read the comments, but when I do, it'll be like, oh my god, her ass looks ridiculous. Da, da, da.
I think we were like reposting videos of you just doing like nothing, just because they were like doing so well on our page, because people were just watching it, and it's like, okay, if we could get a million views on Instagram off of just posting this video of her doing nothing, then
yes,
I guess we don't even need her to pay us for it, because it's just people want to see it.
I mean, you think it's cool, other people bash me, so
I'm so open-minded though.
I don't know, I like my body, so.
I think you're great. Yeah, I would assume probably a large percentage of people who've been watching this for 40 minutes would probably agree. Anyway, those are some long ass nails. This is my other question. You ever just snap those things off, or are you pretty good at keeping them?
I'm really good at keeping them.
What's the
ring? When I used to fight, no.
What's the ring say?
Kitty.
The other one doesn't say Chinese, though.
No, because my name is Kitty.
Oh, okay.
It's not Chinese Kitty. My name is Kitty.
Everyone calls you Kitty?
It's Kitty, yes. Oh. And I hate when people say, hey, Chinese. It's Kitty. It's Kitty. It's Kitty. It's Kitty.
That's tight. That's tight that you actually are Chinese, because all the other like Asian cultural appropriating females in rap, I'm pretty sure that almost none of them are actually Asian, right?
I gotta go.
I mean, there's just a lot of girls who got like other ethnicities in their name that, you know, I'm not taking shots or nothing, but.
Yo, I ain't got shit to do with that.
Yow. Okay. I wanted to ask about, did you see the Blue Jasmine girl that we had on here?
That name sounds familiar.
The girl, well, she had blue dress for one. I don't know if that was her brand or whatever, but she was the one who was talking about how she's with a guy, he needs to have her in a nice ass whip, put her in a nice ass apartment.
Then
if you dump her, then you continue to have to pay for that stuff for the next 6 to 12 months. Do you think this is normal? She's from the Bronx. She's of your culture, so you guys.
That's what I'm saying, though. But New York girls are very different.
Really?
Very different.
Why?
Because a New York girl's standards is very much what she just said. That's how they think.
That's just...
But niggas really be doing that, though. That's what makes it fucked up.
Right.
So you gotta, like you said, blame it on the niggas that's tricking and doing the dumb shit like that, because they really got these bitches believing, and that's cool.
But as a girl growing up in New York City, you're just taught from a very young age, like, you can
finesse
dudes.
You are, because listen, you got
rap music,
girls.
I blame city girls.
No, it was before that. That's just how New York girls are. At 16, right? It's another 16-year-old girl with her dad's a scammer, and he bought her a Louis bag. And now you like a bitch in school, and you ain't got shit. So now you 18, and I need to go swipe or this or that, and I'm gonna go get me a bag, this and the third, and now it's a competition. Mm. So even with girls, you know, I got me a nigga with money. Did he buy you a Patek? No, he bought me AP. A bitch, he ain't got shit. Like, that's literally like the mentality of a New York chick, for real, for real. Not all of them, but the ones that's in that lifestyle.
Right. So you agree, though, that if a guy gives you that kind of stuff, that he owes you that for 6 to 12 months after you leave him?
No, hell no.
That's crazy?
Hell no, that's wild.
Okay.
That's wild. I always believe in, like, Once it's over with, you're supposed to go up on a nigga. You're supposed to be like, yeah, now I got this and the third. I don't need your money for that.
Right.
Some girls don't have that mentality. Some girls literally, like, are here to...
Well, a lot of girls, like, want, like, they're living off some dude, and then they want to keep doing that for as long as possible, and they don't really see any value to being independent. That was, like, the main thing I took from her. It's like... If you're always just living off a dude, yeah, you might be able to live all right, but you're never going to actually have control over your situation, because you can't get up and go. Like, if you're a real boss bitch, you should have your own fucking spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this dude can come through, but then if you want him to leave, he got to just leave. If he's paying for the spot, then you can't just kick him out, right? Like, I mean,
that in a perfect
I always want to be in control.
Yeah, but some people don't look at. I had a friend who she was dating this like 80-year-old white guy.
Oh my God.
But she was just going about it in the wrong way. Like, she just wanted bags and shoes and bags and shoes and bags and shoes and Rolex and this and that. No
and
car.
Kill him at the end?
No business.
You pull the plug when he's in the hospital at the end and take all his money?
I think that's her intentions.
Really?
Know.
You ever do that? You never heard of an 80-year-old white guy, right?
No. 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 No, not ever. Not even my stripping days. Never.
Did you see that viral video of the girl who's on the boat and the white dude is rapping? And like, old-ass white guy, and he's rapping like, and I don't give a fuck. You know, he's got this stupid-ass little, like, limerick that he's doing. And It's like a younger, like, cute black chick, and she's sitting next to him on the boat. And you can just see it in her eyes, like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I enduring this for money? Like, this is such a waste of a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my God, I got to see this video. I mean, yeah, but girls be doing that. And then they go home to their, like, boyfriend that's the same age as them who ain't got no money. And
right.
They split it. I don't know.
But so if you're a guy and you're dating Chinese Kitty at this point in time, like, just you got to be ready to be forking out, like, what, at least $500,000 worth of gifts a year?
Who said they had to do?
I'm just guessing.
I don't know. I can keep up with myself. So a guy, for me, has to be able to match my energy.
Right.
Don't
In
you
terms
think?
Of purchasing things?
Yes.
Because you're buying yourself so much nice stuff that you need him to help out along the way.
I don't need him to help. He just has to do it.
Right. Interesting.
What?
No,
what?
Intrigued.
What? I think that's fair. No?
That because you're buying yourself a lot of stuff, that he should also be buying you a lot of stuff?
I didn't say I was buying a lot of stuff. I said that I can take care of myself. So someone has to match the energy.
Right. I mean, it's like if you're bad enough as a girl and you actually are really doing something with your life, then it's kind of like, how could the dude's personality or just his humanity be enough to override, like, the option of Bentleys and Birkin bags and all this bullshit? Like, your personality couldn't possibly be better than 10 Birkins a year.
It could. It could. You're trying to make me a bad person right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Not really.
Yes, you
I
are.
I have no interest in that.
Cap. No, but I mean, because you might be getting 10 Birkins, but that same person might be beating the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
Yeah, well, that definitely seems like a.
But no thing is perfect, because most guys that do come with tricking and this and the third is 9 times out of 10, they got 10 other females they doing that for.
Mm.
Or they might be mentally unstable or got a lot going on or might be able to go, might be going to jail in the next 6 months. You just never know. It's just, I don't know.
You got a boyfriend right now?
Maybe.
You're a rapper, so you don't want to admit it?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't. Mm-mm.
You don't? Mm-mm. And is there anyone out there that you're going to have to clarify that to and be like, listen, Adam asked me if I had a boyfriend. I said no, but I really love you. And
Maybe not.
Shout out to that dude right now. Good guy. Good guy. When's the last time you talked to Safari?
I don't know. I'm blocked on Instagram.
Why'd he block you? I just saw you guys had a song together, and I just figured I'd bring him up since he's so
that
messy
was
lately.
Like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know. I thought we were just homeboys. I mean, like, that was my homeboy.
Right.
I think that maybe his girl probably thought it was something more.
You think Erica got on there and blocked you? He's totally unblocking you after this. They
oh
hate
my
each other
God.
Now.
I cannot.
I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but I know they hate each other.
All I know is I was just blocked. That was it.
She probably went on his phone and
who said it was her? It could have been him. I don't know.
Why would he block you? Unless you like turned him down or something. Then I guess I could see it.
I
never
no
want
idea.
To see her again.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I love Safari. He's the coolest motherfucker
he is
in the
cool.
world.
He's
just
cool.
so funny. And I copped his OnlyFans and I was impressed.
What was on there?
Meat.
You?
And oil, no, meat.
Oh.
And then oiled up like shirtless photos in the backyard and shit.
Wow.
I was impressed.
Interesting.
Because I was like, fuck, should I like get a six pack and do this? That's another revenue stream.
Oh my God, I thought you were doing that. You just said you were doing porn.
Yeah, but I'm not doing like oiled up photo shoots in the backyard.
So is your shit like online?
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not like a hot Jamaican dude, so I probably should just leave that alone. Let him hold that down.
I cannot.
Would you work with 6ix9ine?
Yo, no.
You gotta ask every person from New York that.
No, nah, negative.
Really?
Yes.
Why, you just think it would be bad for your image?
No, it probably would be. There's a lot of people that still like fuck with him. I don't know. Probably would not be a bad situation, but
you're too in the streets.
I'm not in the streets at all. I just don't like the situation, so I personally would say no.
Okay.
Would you?
No. This is a snitch-free podcast.
I would hope so.
I'm a shoddy guy. I'd be DMing Shoddy's son and shit. And he's passing the message back and forth. You don't know who Shoddy is? That's pretty cool.
That's the friend.
That's cool that you don't know that. Yeah.
That's the friend.
Then you're really not in the streets, or at least not the, like...
I do know who he is.
Oh, okay.
Who said I wasn't in the streets? I'm not.
Didn't you just say that?
Ew.
All right. What was the little TJ thing?
I just knew this was coming.
This is the one that I knew would piss you off, yeah. What was that? Like, I'm just watching some live stream, and he just throws you in there. You were in the chat, right? And then he said...
It was a lot behind that situation. A lot.
Right. That was when I realized, I'm like, oh, shit, she likes younger guys. No?
I like every age. I mean, I don't know.
He's a cool guy. You talk about it. There's no shame in what?
I'm not shaming anything.
He's a popping artist.
I'm not shaming anything.
Right.
It was just a left field situation. I don't know. We were cool. I just think that what he did was disrespectful in the utmost way.
Really? Bringing your kid into it?
Yeah, but that's because he's young.
Mm. He didn't think of it that way?
Who?
You think that he didn't think that bringing up your kid in what he said was inappropriate because he's young and he doesn't know about the magic of parenthood?
Definitely.
Mm.
Definitely.
Damn, that's crazy. I asked you about Ruby Rose earlier, and now I'm realizing you guys are Eskimo sisters.
What? We're what? We're what?
Is that...
What did you say we what?
Eskimo sister.
What the fuck does that even mean?
You fuck the same dude.
No. Who? Oh, my God.
What? That's too much? Okay. What? I feel like you could have a strong friendship based on that, right?
I don't know.
Dudes bond over that.
I didn't fuck Lil TJ.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He was lying?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. These dudes is grimy, huh? Anyway, new music coming?
Yes, new music is definitely coming. I'm a little throwed off.
Right. I guess I can see that.
New music is coming. That's the most important part.
Coming? Is like a project coming? Or
I just dropped my project like a month ago.
I didn't get the
ago.
Link. Oh, well,
a month ago. Like, so, you know.
I'm more of a music video kind of guy. I'm kind of realizing that as I get older.
Yeah, but my videos is lit too. So.
I know. I love the one with French.
Yeah, and it's still going up.
Why is he banging Kitty Gang in the video?
What's wrong with that?
That was dope. I just figured like that's probably not something that he would have done on his own without... Like, you have to kind of ask him, like, yo, can you throw up Kitty Gang in this?
No, I do not. That's his energy. That's the bro. He fuck with me heavy, so that's what he felt to do. I ain't tell him
did
to do that.
Did he sign you or something?
No. It's kind of just like a, I don't know. Like, that's just my homeboy. Like.
Right.
What?
No, I love French.
Why are you saying right?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. So when I heard him banging Kitty Gang, I'm like, damn, what happened to Coke Boys, bro? It's Kitty Gang now?
Oh, my God.
It's probably
no,
both.
It's both.
It's both, Logan.
It's both. It's both.
I was a Coke Boy. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
This is a question. Anyway. Anything else we need to know?
You didn't ask at all, I think.
Was that was all of it? I'm sure there's worse stuff, but I'm not going to... I didn't dig that deep.
What else? What else do you want to throw at me?
I didn't want to go like eighth page of your YouTube search results.
What?
I'll only dig into like the first one or two.
YouTube.
Well, like, you know, sometimes you can find somebody's Instagram live and they're talking shit about someone, you know, I'm just, you know.
You got me scared over here.
We only want to keep it surface level stuff.
Yeah, I don't have nothing hidden in the dark. Everything you just said.
Well, there you go. So how good do you think this interview was, scale of 1 to 10? I think it's a 10. I loved it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe like a, I think it was a 10. It's a 10.
It's a 10. That's all you need to know. Kitty Gang. Chinese Kitty. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube and Patreon. Patrons on the screen right now. What kind of shoes are those?
Bottega.
What's that?
It's a designer.
I don't know none. Yeah.
It's Bottega.
Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want support. Kitty Gang, Kitty Gang, Kitty Gang.